Our scripture reading this morning will come from the book of Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 10, and I'll be reading the verses 38 through 42. You can find the scripture reading this morning from the same version of the Bible I'll be reading from in your bulletins. There's an insert there in your bulletins, and on one side is the outline of this morning's message, on the other side, the scripture reading from Luke chapter 10. Let us pay careful attention to the public reading of God's holy and infallible and inerrant word, Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." Thus the reading of God's word this morning from Luke chapter 10, the verses 38 to 42. You can find an outline, again, this morning's message in your bulletins on the insert. Well, congregation of our Lord Jesus, if you were to look at various commentaries on this passage, you would find that there's a number of different interpretations of this passage that have developed over a period of time in history. And those interpretations are often focused on what Jesus wants to teach us when it comes to these two sisters, Mary and Martha. And what often happens when these interpretations arise is they are driven by a particular purpose, often a practical purpose, that applies the text to believers. The first interpretation goes something like this. The biblical passage of Mary and Martha teaches us that there are two ways to serve Christ. They would say that this particular passage of Scripture teaches us that Martha is demonstrating what it means to be practically active in serving Christ. And Mary is demonstrating what it means to be listening and contemplative when it comes to Christ. And this interpretation would say, well, both of these are important. In other words, instead of looking at this passage and saying, well, one sister is doing the right thing and the other sister is doing the wrong thing, what we need to be doing as believers is recognizing that there are different kinds of believers, and both of them are good. There is the contemplative believer like Mary who listens and contemplates what the Lord is saying, making that her focus. And there are believers like Martha who spend much of their time more practically serving the Lord and doing the work of the church. And so the conclusion of this interpretation is that the biblical passage of Mary and Martha is here to teach us that there are two ways that believers serve Christ. There are listeners of the word like Mary and servers of the Lord like Martha. A second interpretation goes something like this. The biblical passage of Mary and Martha is here in the scriptures to teach us what really is needed when it comes to these two women. What is needed for a believer's life is a mixture of both. Jesus tells us in verse 42 that Mary has chosen a good portion. What is necessary then is the fact that she is focusing on listening and her relationship with Christ. And Martha needs to be a little bit more like her. The Martha in the story then is showing us her servant heart. And Mary, who spends most of her time listening and contemplating the Lord, often just sitting there and listening, needs to be a little bit more like Martha. After all, the guests need to eat. Someone needs to do the necessary work of hosting. We need people to do that too. So you can see how these interpretations are driven by practical applications. The second one saying there needs to be a little bit more Mary in the Marthas, and there needs to be a little bit more Marthas in the Marys. And the first interpretation, well, both of them are doing the right thing. That's just how believers are. They're different. But as you think through those interpretations and how the church over time has practically been driven to apply and understand these two sisters, we must be very aware of the fact that in the text itself, Jesus cancels out both of those interpretations. And we can see it in verse 42. The Lord tells Martha, one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion. And so the point of the passage is not to teach us that these are two equally good ways to serve Christ, nor that we need to be, as believers, recognizing that we need a mixture of both, a little more of Mary in some, a little bit of more of Martha in others. But Jesus is clearly stating in this text, one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen the good portion. Why does he say that? Well, let's look more closely at our text this morning. And first of all, recognize that both Mary and Martha are welcoming Jesus. Our scripture passage begins, as you see, in verse 38, with them on their way. Now keep in mind, we've passed a critical point in chapter 9 in the Gospel of Luke. For in that chapter, after the transfiguration, Jesus tells his disciples where he is now going. In the first part of Luke's gospel, mostly Jesus' ministry was centered in the land of Galilee. But after the transfiguration, Jesus tells his disciples that they are headed now to Jerusalem, where he will go to die on the cross and suffer at the hands of the authorities and go all the way to death. This is important, because you recognize in the next phrase that Jesus, we're told, entered a village, verse 38. Now, we know from other passages of Scripture where Mary and Martha are mentioned in other Gospels that the name of the village was Bethany. But the Gospel writer of Luke does not tell us that the name of the village is Bethany. He simply tells us that there is a village. And that is because the name of the village is not important when it comes to this particular passage in the Gospel of Luke. The name of the village is secondary. They are on their way towards Jerusalem. Jesus is now on the way to the cross, where he has told them he is going to suffer and die on the way to Jerusalem. And he enters into a village, and there comes a woman named Martha, welcoming him into her house. Now you may remember in the early part of this chapter, in Luke chapter 10, we saw how Jesus sent out the 70. And when Jesus sent out the 70 throughout the region, they were going from house to house. And he told them and gave them instructions concerning their going from house to house, that some people would be very welcoming to them. That perhaps those believers would be given the opportunity to even spend a lengthy period of time going house to house, sharing the fellowship of the table with those families, with those others that have interest in the gospel, and that yet there would be others that would reject them and not welcome them into their house. In Middle Eastern culture of Jesus' day, hospitality was a very important thing. We've lost some of that in our own culture today, a culture which is very private, a culture in which people keep to themselves, a culture in which people don't just drop in anymore and say hi because people look at you and wonder why you're there. But that's not the way it was in the Middle Eastern culture of Jesus' day. Hospitality was a very important thing. And if you did not do it well, or didn't do it at all, you were viewed as shameful. Hospitality was a way to receive people, to welcome them. It was very important to the people of that day that they do it well. And so when they did not welcome the disciples into their homes, as we saw earlier in this chapter, Jesus tells them to shake the dust off their feet. Jesus tells them what will happen to those who have rejected him. And certainly their lack of welcoming and fellowship was a sign of their rejection of Christ and his servants that he sent out. Well, the point here in this verse is that Martha and her sister, who lives in the same house, are welcoming Jesus and receiving Jesus into their home. They both are welcoming him. It's not as if Martha isn't and Mary is. They both are showing they're welcoming Christ at their own risk, knowing that as Christ is on the way to the cross, they could suffer consequences for welcoming him into their home. Well, following the first verse, we see in the next two verses that there are two particular postures to these women. In verse 35, we read that Martha had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. Now again, the author Luke has carefully written this verse in such a way that we would be able to identify with something very important concerning the culture of that day. In that particular day, when it came to Jewish rabbis, Jewish teachers, who were teachers of the law, they would often have a disciple to them. A disciple, a younger person, a young man who would sit at their feet and follow them around and listen to their teaching and learn as a disciple of the rabbi. Now we see that it's Mary who is sitting at the Lord's feet, taking on the posture of a disciple, and what's more, a female disciple. A sign of what's taking place with the coming of the kingdom of God that Jesus brings. A place for discipleship, both for male and female. Not as if she's going to become one of the 12. Those are the ones Jesus has called as the foundation apostles of the church. But she, as a woman, is taking on the posture of one who sits at the Lord's feet and is listening to him and his teaching as a faithful disciple and learner of Christ. Then we have Martha's posture in the next verse. We're told that she, in verse 40, is distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." Now, as you look at the words of Martha, you can see or recognize the frustration in her voice in what she said to Jesus. Martha has welcomed Jesus into their house. Serving as a faithful host was important, as I said a moment ago, to the Eastern, Middle Eastern culture. To not be a good host for her would be considered shameful to others for someone who lived in that culture. And so here they are, Mary and Martha, hosting Jesus in their house, and what is Mary doing? Sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to his teaching, taking on a posture of humility that says, "I want to learn," and demonstrating the need she has for Christ. But Martha, of course, is not thinking of those things. She is making preparation. She expects help, but Mary refuses. And she seems to be getting more and more upset as the preparations go on without any help. And finally, she goes to Jesus and tells Jesus to do something. "Lord, tell her to help me." And the Lord answers her, verse 41, "Martha, Martha, You are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion. Now, the double Martha indicates that Jesus is not rebuking her for coming up to him and telling him what to tell her sister. But Jesus is speaking with her personally. Remember, she has welcomed him into her house at her own risk. Remember, she has recognized who he is, or certainly has heard who he is, and she wants to be a good host to the Lord. There is some relationship with there that he has with her, reflected when he said to her, "Martha, Martha," doubling her name. And Jesus said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary." You see, Jesus is telling her, "I have a relationship with you. You are serving me with hospitality, and that is important. But it is not what is necessary. One thing is necessary when it comes to me, and Mary has chosen that good portion." You see, Mary, having taken Jesus into her home, has taken on the posture of being taught, "Teach me, Lord," because she sits at his feet in order to receive. But Martha, having taken Jesus into her house, has taken on the posture of doing something, serving the Lord Jesus. And now the question is, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with Martha serving? You can understand how these other interpretations have developed over time. What could be wrong with serving? Perhaps we've been too hard on Martha and what Jesus said to her over the years, because serving the Lord and serving Christ, that's important as well. And how can you be critical of someone who's doing that? But Jesus tells us, he tells Martha, what is missing from her relationship with him. Martha has failed to understand that listening to Jesus and sitting at his feet is more important than serving Christ. She welcomes Jesus into her home. Great, we see that, verse 38. But verse 40 tells us that Martha was, look at the word, distracted with much serving. She was distracted from the real focus, which is Christ and listening to Christ and worshiping him, distracted from that by her serving. In verse 41, the Lord, in his answer, even goes on to say, "You are anxious and troubled about many things." And certainly she's anxious and troubled about the hosting that she's trying to do and the fact that Mary is not helping her. But it's likely she is anxious and troubled about many other things in her life as well. And her focus, Jesus tells her, is all wrong. She is serving without first knowing and listening as she should. None of those serving things that she does or that Christians do for the Lord, Jesus said, is necessary for salvation. But only one thing, Jesus said, is necessary for salvation. That is to sit at the Lord's feet and listen to his teaching. You see, the Lord is teaching Martha, and the Lord is teaching us this morning that our faith in Christ should never be about putting what we do for Christ as more important than listening and receiving his word. Look what Martha's wrong focus causes her to do. In verse 40, she goes to the Lord and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone?" She is questioning the Lord, whether the Lord even cares about her serving. She looks at her life and says, "Okay, this is all this serving I need to do and all these important things I need to do. And I think I'm doing the right thing and it looks like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And now things aren't turning out as I hoped or I expected and people aren't around me helping out. And so, Lord, maybe you don't care about me." She also, as we see, recognizes that the Lord, or fails to recognize, that the Lord is on the way to the cross. The Lord doesn't care about her. The Lord is on the road, on the way towards Jerusalem. He is going to go to the cross and die for her and pay for her sins. And yet she thinks the Lord doesn't care. And what else does she do? She goes to Jesus and said, "Tell her then to help me. If you care about me, Lord, tell her to help me." She has put such a great priority on hospitality and her serving that so boldly she can even say to the Lord Jesus, "You need to do this. Tell her to help me." You see, Mary has completely the wrong focus. Martha has completely the wrong focus. But Mary, sitting at Jesus' feet, is listening to the word. Martha says, "She's not serving you." But Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, the focus should not be about what people do for me. I am on the way to the cross. I came to do for you." In some ways, the message to Mary is similar to Jesus' teaching on the parable of the Good Samaritan, which we saw last week. You remember the lawyer who went to Jesus and said, "What must I do to be saved?" And Jesus asks him, "What does the law say?" And he gives the answer of the first and greatest commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, "Go and do likewise." And the lawyer said, "What do I have to do to love my neighbor?" And then in the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus describes the priest who walks by, the man who has been robbed and injured and dying on the side of the road. And the Levite, another servant of the Lord at the temple, who walks by the man who's dying and injured on the side of the road. But the Samaritan comes by and he shows the man mercy because in his heart he had first experienced mercy. It's the same point in this story about Mary and Martha. To receive what is necessary from Christ is priority before you can serve Christ. The essence of being a Christian is not about the works of service you do for the Lord, but the essence of being a Christian is about knowing Christ, sitting at his feet and listening to his word. Martha acts as if she is the giver and Jesus is the receiver of her service. But Mary demonstrates that Jesus is the giver and that she is the receiver of his salvation. This is the good portion of verse 42 that Jesus speaks of. Mary has chosen the good portion that will never be taken away from her. There are many churches today who do not have this as their focus. Instead of putting their focus on worship and faithful listening to the faithful preaching of God's word, the focus has shifted in so many congregations to what their people are doing for the Lord. They're involved in all kinds of acts of service and good works for whatever part of society that is needed. But faithful worship and listening to the word of God is not their priority. And for some, because they don't have the priority, they don't have Christ at the center. Maybe, like me, you know some people that call themselves Christians, but don't even go to church or listen to God's word or worship him at all. Their focus is service outside of the church itself, outside of worship. Their focus is being a good person and nice to other people and trying to live their Christian life apart from the worship of the Lord and his word. And Jesus said in our text that they have lost the one thing necessary, the good portion that Mary has chosen. We too must make sure that we don't become distracted in the service that we do, losing our focus on the one thing necessary. Sometimes we too can become so focused on our service and what we do, so focused on our faithfulness of the responsibilities we have before us, whether it be family life, whether it be the work that we do in the world, whether it be service that we provide to the church. Sometimes that we don't, when things don't turn out like we want, we wonder if God really cares for us. Sometimes people tend to, in their prayers, want to tell God what he should do. And when that happens, like Martha, we lose our joy. We lose our focus. And so Jesus' message of Mary and Martha in this text is not that there are two good ways that you can serve Christ. We can be good listeners like Mary, or we can be good servers like Martha. We recognize that Jesus' message in this text is not that we need to have a little bit more of both. You need to be a better listener like Mary and do a little more serving like Martha, or vice versa, whatever kind of believer you are. But the message of Mary and Martha is that one thing is necessary. It's not your service to him, as Martha seemed to think, but the one thing necessary for salvation is sitting at the feet of Jesus as one of his disciples, listening to his teaching and absorbing his word as it comes to you. That is the good portion, Jesus said, that will never be taken away. And if you have that good portion right, that is your central focus, your service will flow from that, recognizing what has come to your heart first will now be displayed so that others can know that too. That's the message of Mary and Martha in Luke 10. Amen. Let us pray together. Father in heaven, we thank you this morning for this text, the reminder again of what it means to love you, to listen to your word, to put you as the primary focus of our life. And Father, we love to serve you, but we recognize sometimes as well that our service can become misunderstood in our own hearts. That, Lord, when our service takes priority over listening and knowing your word, We pray that you would help us to recognize when that happens, that we may turn again our focus to the one thing necessary before you. We're thankful too, Lord, that we can serve you. We recognize, Lord, that when the focus is right, our service flows out of the one thing necessary that has come to our hearts. We pray that you would bless us, Lord, as faithful believers, to be faithful in our worship, and flowing out of that, to be faithful in our service, that people may see the light of Christ and the salvation that's come to our heart, that we may make the focus of our life not what we do for you, but what has been accomplished for us on the cross. We pray all these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.